I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
You should see the amount of tools. Oh, wait, let me lift up that my mic is on.
Is that a toolbox?
No, we actually have a toolbox. Thank you very much.
My mum got me a toolbox and tries to give it to me every time I go back home. And there's never space. So there's just one for Rachel and I waiting in Dublin for like 2 years.
Why couldn't you just fashion it as a cute little handbag?
Because there's like tools in it. They don't let me through.
Yeah, you would never get tools through security.
No, there's all like weapons in there. God love her. Hello and welcome back to House of Gossip with me, Sophie Lyons, and the fabulous, sensational, deliciously divine Clara Kavanagh. Hello, Clara.
Hello, Sophie. What a stunning introduction. Thank you so much.
Good evening to you. We're not recording on our usual Friday, which usually gives us a boost going into the weekend.
Yeah.
But we have some scheduling conflicts, so we're squeezing it in an evening. But at least it's still a bit bright outside. How are you feeling, Clara?
Let's try bring that Friday giddiness to Wednesday.
Absolutely. So just bear with us on the topics because stuff could come out in between now and then, but they're still just as juicy.
Mm-hmm.
And just a top line on what House of Gossip is, if you're a new listener, we are your weekly dose of pop culture nourishment. We try to talk about stuff on the pulse, sometimes a bit obscure, sometimes a bit not what you think you're going to listen to. We spoke about F1 recently.
Vroom vroom.
For the lads. I'm really excited to get into our topics here. So kick us off with your J'adore and J'teste and we can get on motoring. What a girl.
Oh, good one with the F1. What a girl. Today, sweet Sophie, I am really J'adoring the brighter evenings. Spring is coming, sprunging. But I'm also in this like very acute phase of planning the summer and the kind of year ahead. Like as we near the end of Q1, I'm looking at Q2, Q3, Q4 with my diary open. And oh my God, the next 2 weeks are just chock-a-block. I just can't really, when I think about it, get a bit tired. But then like I've booked in a good few like holidays, weekends away. Now it's breaking my bank, like payday can't go soon enough. But it's very exciting nonetheless. And I just feel like we're standing at the top of a very fun year. And I'm really excited.
I totally am on the same wavelength as you.
It is because I know you should do all your, you know, the way they say like all the holidays get booked in January to like get you over the January blues. I never have enough. I'm always paying off Christmas.
Who has enough money nor the mental capacity to be booking your summer? I actually want to drill down into this. People who book holidays like over six months in advance are control freaks.
But the people who can afford to book a holiday in January, that's not...
No, it's not. It's because they're control freaks.
Who has savings in January?
Because they're control freaks, they don't spend.
I applaud and I'm also jealous clapping at you because it's just not fair.
I'll never relate to those people, but good for them.
Yeah.
And long may they live.
But then I've discovered this thing, especially with when you're like having to save for a big event later in the year. What I've discovered is I can't live every weekend like how I want. So I think it's important to like spend and splurge one weekend, but then also then the next weekend live like a pauper. Managing how I'm spending is a big key learning for me. I'm learning, I'm growing, I'm changing. Anyway, lots to look forward to this year. Got a couple of weddings, one in Florence. Imagine a rooftop in Florence.
You know who got married there? Melissa Joan Hart.
What?
Sabrina the Teenage Witch. Or was it Rome? No, that's Sabrina Goes to Rome. Yeah, I'm pretty sure she got married in Florence. You're amongst celebs there.
Wow. Yeah, I'm really excited for that one. Like, the annoying thing about all this travel booking and planning and getting excited is just Skyscanner just constantly gets in your way with big, expensive, stupid, overpriced airlines. And like Ryanair have told...
Petition to end surge pricing. It's a racket.
Yeah, they've skewed us so much being like, you can get to Rome for 30 quid. No, you can't.
No, you can't. You can't even get to the airport for £30.
No. It's so annoying. So then one thing, obviously you check Skyscanner for the times and the combos you can do, but you always have to go direct. And apply that to hotels. Learned that the hard way. Booking.com, bit of a farce. You use Booking.com as your, or Hotels.com, what have you, as your search vehicle, as your Google. But then you Google the hotel separately and it'll always be much cheaper.
I learned that the hard way.
It's a little travel tip from me to you. Probably everybody already knows this. What are you loving or hating this week, sis?
Mine, sadly, is a test. I don't want to, you know, hit anyone on a bad note this Tuesday morning. I don't follow bloggers. It's just not in my wheelhouse. But I know loads of people do. And I understand why.
Like influencers vibe. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I don't follow any of them. I follow one. And that was an exception to the rule. Because I was like, this gal is fabulous.
Is it me? Oh my God, amazing.
Oh my God, I was trying to be coy. She's from New York. Mm-hmm. I think she was a fit model or something. But she's like a plus size influencer. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's what you call her. I don't know. I fell in love with her humor. She does these realistic clothing hauls where she gets like a Zara campaign and then gets the clothes and does the posing as the models are doing it. Which, if you look at Zara's campaigns, are so weird. Like the way they're slumped over with their hair, like the ring girl, all this kind of stuff. And she does like a realistic clothing haul. And she's very funny. And she also talks about mental health, you know, self-love, etc., etc. And I love her. Her name's Remy Bader. I just think she's so funny. And so she started going out with this guy and she's quintessential single girl and she was 27 and she had never had a boyfriend. And I think I just started following her around the time she started going out with the boyfriend.
Okay.
Boyfriend's cute and he's a few years younger. And then they started going out and she's like, it's my first boyfriend. And then I've listened to her in a few podcasts and she was like, loads of people, you know, write comments being like, he definitely is only with you for like your followers and for the benefits. And like she takes him on these, like she took him on a brand trip with Way, you know, the hair care.
Oh yeah.
So some, like in Turks and Caicos, she took him to that. I mean, she lives a really great lifestyle. He obviously benefits and stuff. And she was like, you know, I don't have to prove anything to anyone, but like, you know, I love him so much and blah, blah, blah. And they're really cute. He was buying her roses on Valentine's Day and like they'd go out and have like really good crack. And I thought it was amazing. And they were together for almost 2 years. And then the other day I was like, huh, I haven't seen him on her Instagram and it's her birthday. And she was like, due to plans changing, my birthday party, blah, blah, blah. And then he wasn't in any of them. So I took to Google. He broke up with her via text.
Oh, no.
After a year over, not basically 2 years. There's too much of this going on because I also have a friend who a guy was talking to her. And this is just this week. And he was like, can we grab a drink? Like, I'd love to bring you for a drink. And she was like, okay, grand. Told him when and what would suit. And then it got to kind of like 2 p.m. in the day, nothing. And then he kind of messaged her being like, oh, where do you live? And then she was like, and she was doing her makeup. Like they'd confirmed that it was happening. And then he was like, I don't think this is going to happen at 7 p.m. or something ridiculous. He was like, don't think this is going to happen. The trains are so slow. And she was like, are you serious? Like, you're the one who wanted to go on a date with me. And then he was like, well, you live in the back arse of nowhere, which she doesn't. And then she was like, nah, not bothered. Really poor effort. See you later. And he just never replied. I thought we were getting somewhere with men.
Oh my gosh.
Of like common courtesy and the fact that breaking up with someone over a text message, that's cruel, no? And then the blogger Remy just put up a video and she was like, I'm single, and she's crying, and she's like, I just want to let people know, like, I was so in love, and if I am capable of being in love, like, I thought I wasn't. And she was like, I thought I was going to marry him.
And he dumped her on her birthday.
She was like, we were talking about marriage.
Who are these guys? Like, you know, have you seen that meme where it's this girl walking around like the British Museum or somewhere, and it's like the Rosetta Stone, and she's like, and he can't even text you back. And it's like this old artifact was like, men made this with their fingernails, but he can't even text you back.
Totally.
It's like they're still cavemen, all these millennia later.
So mean.
And we definitely spoke about it on older episodes, but like the anonymity, is that how do you say it?
Anonymity.
Thank you. Of online dating now, and the world of how we treat each other, is just so anonymous. It's like, oh, there'll be another girl next week, so like, I just don't even need to bother writing back.
His Hinge is activated. His Hinge.
Oh, the guy.
Your man. Remy's now ex-boyfriend's Hinge was already back up.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, they're such sleaze bags. That just shows you, though, true colours.
Yeah, you know when someone's like, what's a characteristic you like? And someone's like, I really look how people are when, like, we're at a restaurant. I'm like, so, like, basic manners to, like,
I know.
The waiter.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like,
come on.
That can't be the baseline, basic manners and not being rude to waitstaff, yeah. But it is very telling, though.
No, so that's my test. Seriously? Yeah, it is telling. Also, could really put me off someone within 2 seconds.
Mm. Oh, God, yeah.
When they don't look at the person taking your order in the eye.
Oh, my God.
Or when they go, yeah, we're ready, and then they look down at the menu for like 3 minutes. Mm. It's like, just tell them to come back.
Or when they don't say thank you, or they're not like appreciative of like people helping them.
Or when they go, a knife.
Oh, or, well, no, actually, not the bill, because I kind of love that.
I quite like
sorry,
that.
Sorry. I take that one back.
It's quite calm.
Yes. La cuenta.
We actually did that. Like, must have been 2 years ago now, about the do's and don'ts of dating. Yes. And a lot of those ones are on there. So should you need some tips on how to be a human being, go back and listen to the do's and don'ts of dating. It's probably about 2 years old. I think it still stands.
It's a great... Yeah, we really went into the data there, asked loads of people.
It went down very well.
It did. It's one of my fave episodes, actually.
Yeah, me too.
We can link it in the show notes. But not much has changed, sadly. If anything, things have got a bit worse. But better that girl Remy knows his true colours before she put a ring on it, before anything got too legal or they shared too many assets. Yes, he rode her coattails.
But why is it to the nice girls?
I know. And like, how can you trust anyone? Like, how can you actually, be it like your friend, who I assume is like not a celebrity, sadly, or like, you know, like it's happening to the everyday girls who are just living in London, living at large, to like the celebs. Like, it's just so hard. I feel like, and I know men get mistreated as well, but just look, we have the female perspective, but like.
Yeah, but they don't have the ticking biological clock.
No.
I've been speaking about that a lot recently.
Yeah.
Like when a guy says anything, I'm like, but you don't have a ticking biological clock.
Yeah, when my manager asked me where that document is.
Why are you late? My clock!
My biological clock, you asshole.
Sophie, you haven't done any work today. You just run your phone. It's the clock! We should both try that and see what happens.
Mm, yeah.
So in short, stop being assholes and be nicer to the ladies.
If I could invent one thing, it would be like a scanner. And it would go like, beep, 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 beep. And it would be like an X-ray scanner and you could spot the assholes.
Like a metal scanner for pricks.
Yes. Or maybe they could come in a stylish sunglasses style, like the ones you wear in a tanning bed.
Or a monocle.
Oh, that would be way better. Yeah, that would be great for the box, like that it comes in. And you could be like, beep, 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 beep. He's an ick, beep, 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 red flag. And it would go from like green flag to beige to red flag.
Or just be like, boo, narcissist.
Yes.
Boo, selfish.
Mommy's boy.
Oh, lest we talk about the flood of mama's boys.
I know.
I think I spoke about that a while ago. There's too many of them and they need to
grow up.
I don't want to say be put down because that's a bit
no
dramatic, but Jesus, like, open the door for the ladies.
Yeah, you just need a MAN. That's all. Just someone with like a kind-hearted, mannerly man.
Bit of testosterone.
Yeah.
I don't care if they're a bit effeminate. Just be sound.
I think everyone's just so scorned by like the dating scene that it like it's okay, but like I've been ghosted, I've been dicked over, so I've permission to do it to other people because it's like it's a jungle out there.
Also, I think just people are very awkward these days.
The more we're online,
I think the more technology involved, the more awkward people are getting. Like there's a direct correlation between an advance in technology and awkward lemons.
Yes, yes. Yeah, it's like, it's ironically, the more social networking exists, the less social we become.
That is a great idea for a thesis.
Yeah, that's a Jennifer Lopez style quote there for you. Obvious, hallmarky, and...
meta. Thank you to everyone on your feedback about the J-Lo episode. We're still confused about what was going on.
I'm still confused. Actually, do you know what? I'm like... I was thinking back about that episode and I'm like, I still don't really know what that was about.
I don't think she does.
No, it's just, it's actually, it's all the credit to her, J-Lo. But thank you all for your confused comments as well. They were very fun to read through.
It's nice to be confused together.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Now, into the main meeting nourishing section. Clara, bring your topic to the table.
I've been a little bit confused because this story has been kind of like dripping out and then it kind of exploded. And it's been kind of washed away with other things like the Wonka experience and Sophie, what you're going to be talking about, plus J-Lo, like this bit, plus the Brits. Sorry, side note on the Brits. Did you see C-Mat, the Irish singer, on the red carpet with her bum cleavage?
Where is she from? Is it the North? What do you think about that bum?
I think she's Dublin.
Oh my God, a Dublin girl on the Brits carpet with her bum out. Slay.
So she's from Meath and she was on Woman's Hour. It was so funny because she was like, she was talking about what she wore. So she wore this like high neck. I'm sure you've all seen the videos. But then she did like a butt cleavage. She was very careful about the amount of cleavage that was shown because she gave no more than what a woman might give cleavage wise of her boobies. Boobies? Sorry, I gave myself the ick there. Sorry.
Oh.
So, and then Emma Barnett, the host, was like, oh, yes, so it was an equality of cleavage. It's like, yes, it was the equality of cleavage. See, Matt looks so good. And what she said on the Woman's Hour thing was she was like, nobody would be commenting on this. I wouldn't be getting all these like appalled tweets and online commentary if I was in a smaller body. She's like, I'm a size 14. I have a regular body. I love my life. I have so much fun. I'm comfortable in the skin I'm in. But I wouldn't be getting this backlash or kind of attention if I was in a smaller body. And like she said, on the night, everyone was like trying to get photos and selfies with her tush. But then like online, people were just like outraged. And it's a little bit like, what a sad little life, Jane. If you're going to give out about somebody and their outfit and troll them, take a holiday.
Do you think that's true about the bum thing?
I think can you imagine if like Olivia Atwood or another Love Islander went with their tush hanging out, everyone would be like, whoa, that's so sexy. But I think with her, because she's like regular person.
I thought it was quite sexy.
It was so sexy, but I'm just talking about the trolls.
I just think bums in general aren't, they're not the norm.
They're not the norm. Everyone's used to the boobs. But I think that's just because like our generation was all like, Playboy mansions, and you know, it's all about the Pamela Anderson boobs.
Can you imagine showing your bum tuck off?
Yeah, butt cleavage, imagine. But now, like, with Gen Z and, like, that younger generation, it's, like, there's way more, like, body positivity. Like, we've got the Kardashians paving the way for the sexy bum. Like, even actually in that J-Lo documentary, there is a clip of her and Jane Fonda at the premiere of Mother-in-Law. And she's, like, and they're on, like, the, I don't know, they're at the premiere and it's outside and she's speaking to, like, all of the Hollywood Walk of Fame or something. She's like, and J-Lo, and you're doing a one for the curvy girls. You're there with giving big booty girls, like, something to be proud about. And, like, J-Lo's standing there. That figure was completely normal. And then they're calling her curvy. So I think we're just from a different mindset.
Yeah.
I'd love if butt cleavage came in. Can you imagine?
Oh, my God.
But, like, it's very hard, though, because, like, you'd need like a real peach, like you'd need your butt crack to come up quite high, like, you know, if your crack is quite low, that's hard to, it's like flat boobs, like you.
I have to say I like what C-Matt did, but I would never ever get my bum out.
I spent my whole like teenagehood being called Bob the Builder, so I'm a little bit more at ease.
Oh, it's like,
it's because of like the Britney Spears generation where everything was low waisted, so when you bent down to get something from the fridge, like,
oh, I remember, yeah, it, you're like O'Neill's waistband.
Yeah, so maybe it does speak to our naughty's teenagehood. I think it's great though what she did, but sorry.
Go on, C-Matt.
Go, C-Matt. Rewinding back to the matter at hand. Oh, yes. So, family drama in the Cyrus household. This has kind of been like bubbling away. So you talked about on the pod a few weeks ago about Tish Cyrus and her on the Call Her Daddy podcast.
Yes.
So it all seemed like it was going really great. She had married, her hall pass that she had.
Dom. His name is Dom.
Prison Break star Dominic Purcell. And it seemed like it was just this really glorious love story, and especially after a marriage breakdown, it seemed like she had gotten her happy ending. But now there has been some very credible sources to People Magazine. Now, People Magazine and Us Weekly, they generally do have the well-sourced, like, it's the...
I agree.
The agent of ex-celebrity will give a source that...
They release it via that.
Yes, and they are the credible ones. And both Us Weekly and People are circulating the new news. So because it's a bit complicated, I'm just going to do a quick set the scene, paint the picture rundown of this Cyrus family drama, namely because there's a lot of people involved. There's 5 kids, 2 parents, loads of fiancés.
So many kids.
Yeah. So the walking, talking, achy breaky ick that is Billy Ray Cyrus. Have you seen him on red carpets recently? He just looks so unkept.
He looks out of it, doesn't he?
Out of it. Like the makeup, the surgeries, the hats, the backcombed hair. Just blech. So he's 62. Tish is 56.
Slay Tish.
Just the name Tish is just so...
The name Tish makes it so much better.
I know, it's just, how could you not be on Tish's side with a name like Tish?
I don't know. I actually don't know.
I think I'm biased because I love the name Tish.
If her name was Eleanor, you wouldn't be saying
exactly.
It's because she's Tish.
It's because she's a good, solid Tish. Oh, so they break up in April 2022. After like falling apart for the marriage breaking down for a while, especially because of COVID, the kids start to pick sides, and Billy Ray gets engaged in October 2022, in August, to Fire Rose. That's her name. No second name. Her name's Fire Rose.
I adore that name.
They got married in October 2023. She is 34. I'll give his age again, 62. She describes Billy Ray as her mentor, which speaks to a hugely dark sexual...
Imagine calling your boyfriend your mentor.
Which speaks to a lot of daddy issues. There isn't even time to go into them. So Tish and Billy Ray, they're married for 28 years, 5 kids. We've got Miley, Noah, Brandy, Trace and Brayson.
I can actually tell you the order, I think.
Go for it.
No, it's fine. I don't want to get it wrong.
I don't even know the answer. So Tish marries Prison Break star Dominic Purcell, who's 54, in August 2023. So new marriages for Tish and Billy Ray in 2023. And Noah and Brayson, the two younger of the fam, didn't go to the wedding. And Noah shares a picture on Tish's wedding day.
Yeah, they were doing it on purpose.
Yeah, of her wearing a Billy Ray Cyrus t-shirt on the day, like proving a point that we are not at the wedding. Then we fast forward to February and Miley Cyrus leaves Billy Ray out from her Grammy speech saying, "I don't think I forgot anyone, but I might have forgotten my underwear. Bye." Which was pretty iconic. After Grammys comes the Call Her Daddy podcast, where Tish kind of goes into a bit more about her marriage with Billy Ray, saying it wasn't good for a while, especially during COVID. He stayed in Nashville, but Tish went to California with Miley. And that's when it kind of started to disintegrate. Tish lost her mom, which she was very devastated over. So I think the pair just grew away. Like, look, 28 years is a lot to be proud of in a marriage. There we go. But now I bring you up to the present day. People magazine sources start saying that Noah Cyrus had a friends with benefits 8 or 9 month relationship with Dominic Purcell. Tish knew and still pursued it. Now, there was no overlap. It's that the source has been clear. Noah and Dom had stopped seeing each other. But Tish knew about the relationship and took it up when their romance started bubbling. Now, People magazine is also saying that Tish is not open to a reconciliation.
With Noah?
Yeah. And now, my next piece of information is corroborated by Daily Mail. So we're losing credibility here as the story goes on. But apparently, Tish hired security to keep Noah and Brayson out of the wedding day, even though the wedding was like tiny. And she didn't invite them. Got security to make sure that they didn't try crash.
Oh, I didn't see that coming for Tish.
I know, it looked like she had such a happy ending.
Well, the way she was talking on that Call Her Daddy podcast was like, you didn't hear animosity, do you know what I mean?
No, and but I think...
Because she was like, no, Noah's like this and...
But
know.
Maybe, do you know, they're trying to keep the peace and now maybe Noah's pissed off or something and then it all gets leaked. But can we just also just remove Tish, Miley, the Cyrus clan out of this? There's a 30-year age gap between Dominic Purcell and Noah Cyrus. Noah Cyrus is 24. He's 54. Okay, from both sides, it's a bit weird that your mum's going out with your fuck buddy. From Tish's side, your daughter is going out with a guy who could be her dad.
I'm still on Tish's side no matter what happens.
And now you marry that guy? I know she's of age, but it's a bit... It's not a good look.
No. No.
It's just a little bit like... little girl fantasy from Dominic, because that's kind of gross that you would go out with...
What age is she?
Noah's 24, he's 54.
Oh my God, that's very young. I wonder what else we're going to hear, because Billy and Tish problems were like, they came out years ago.
Mm.
And it sounds like he was like running amok.
Really?
Behind her back. Yeah, that's what I got from the Call Her Daddy podcast. The sister is like, and I kind of found out, you know, what was going on. It just sounds like... he was doing awful stuff behind her back, or maybe not even behind her back. So,
do you think your mom would go out with your ex-boyfriend?
I can safely say my mom wouldn't.
Oh, because she's a girly.
Which is really sound of her.
So sound of her.
And vice versa.
You know, it's like if your friend scores somebody who you like, or if your friend has a boyfriend.
Oh.
You don't. Yeah, but like, I think when... you just don't go there with, like, you know, friends or family. But when it's family...
But I do... Sorry, this isn't me condoning Tish and Noah. But I do think there's something that exists in our society when you're... like, when girls are like, I scored him when I was, like, 19. And
yeah.
That you don't... You can't just, like, mark him and then no one else can go near him. So I think that needs to be done away with in a respectful way.
Mm.
But this isn't the same thing.
Just the fact that it's gone a bit sour. It's a bit like, at the end of the day, Tish is the parent. And it's a bit like, why is Noah annoyed now? Or like, maybe, look, Noah's not in a good place to be accepting the kind of communication around it. But like...
she looks like there's a lot going on. Have you seen kind of her plastic surgery?
She's very spooky aesthetic.
And a lot of surgery done to her face.
Yeah. Very...
And she's only... like, she's very young.
24.
And she's Miley Cyrus's younger sister. Can you imagine being Miley Cyrus's younger sister?
Yeah. Having a bop. It's just a bit strange... And I know, look...
it's a bit muddy.
The heart wants what the heart wants. And I am team Tish, don't get me wrong. But...
Tish seems really happy with Dom.
And I'm glad Tish is happy. But, like, imagine... okay, remove the mother-daughter aspect. Imagine if you found out your boyfriend... okay, this is in years to come. But, like, your boyfriend went out with somebody 30 years younger than them. You would be like, That's a bit of a, speaking of red flags, I would be like, why did you go out with somebody that much younger? Like, okay, look, imagine if you found out that a guy who you were seeing used to go out with a 19-year-old.
I was just talking to someone about this the other day.
Really?
Because they were like, what's like, we were talking about like the oldest or the youngest.
Mm.
But it, what they said wasn't creepy, so.
But it's just...
If it was creepy, I was, yeah. But I mean, team Tish.
Oh, team Tish till I died, of course. But it is just a bit, I don't know, Hollywood works in weird ways and like things are acceptable in certain circumstances, but...
Definitely more to come.
Yeah, I wonder how it'll all unfold. Will Tish come back on all these leaks to people?
Maybe it's time for Billy Ray to say something. He hasn't said something in a while.
I'd love if he wrote his little song.
Oh. Hopefully they get back together. I hate when families break up.
I know. And then like some sources were like, oh, Miley had no clue. And then other places were saying, oh, Miley knew. So, or like is so upset by the rift and stuff. You obviously wouldn't want your family to break up over this. But like, it is kind of...
Dom.
About over Dom. It is kind of mad.
He must be great in bed.
He must be. Or maybe she's just got like the dick goggles. What was it? She's in the dick sand.
Oh, like quicksand.
Yeah. Where it's like, you just can't see the wood from the trees and you're just like so obsessed. And especially if he was her hall pass for so long that she might be like, oh, it's fine. Noah will get over it. She's only young.
Do you have a hall pass?
We talked about this. It's Trevor Nelson.
No bar Trevor Nelson, because I kind of gave that to you. Sorry, it is Trevor Nelson. Yeah, I don't
know. Who else could it be?
I actually don't know. It's the only person I think you'd want.
Mick listened to the episode and he was like, are you serious? Like, what? Like that is pretty close. Like, Sophie could take you to a Trevor Nelson party.
We could totally find you Trevor Nelson.
Can you imagine?
Oh, the hen is coming soon.
Uncle Trev. No.
Daddy Trev. Ooh, sorry, that's gross. Oh,
no.
Hello to everyone listening. So we obviously recorded this before news updates came about this whole Kate Middleton, where is she situation. I'm recording this now on Monday evening. And obviously, if anyone isn't living under a rock, they'll know that there's been a weird image released, apparently photoshopped by Kate, with a load of different glitches going on. And she's saying, you know, happy Mother's Day. Then today she's come out and said, oh, like, sorry, I too love to play around with editing. So just before you listen to our conversation about it, my top line thoughts are like, who's approving these things going on? Kate isn't of the generation who would be editing photos. I just feel like everything has to get passed by the palace. Editing would never be done by her. And very kind of amateur. I don't know. It seems very odd. So just know that we obviously didn't know that before this part of the conversation. In any case, I hope you enjoy the conversation. I believe Gazer will be closing with some more modern thoughts after the conversation. Just very cloak and dagger.
Moving on. My topic is royal.
Boop, 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 boop.
I'd say now by the time this comes out there'll be more revelations, but I'm not a royalist. I like the pageantry that's involved. Mm-hmm. You could go back and listen to our one about the king's coronation. We did kind of like a fashion commentary on it.
Yeah,
but the royals, they don't do much for me unless they're the Spanish royals. I think they're fabulous.
Or Princess Anne.
Correct. Absolute diva.
And her sunglasses.
Oh, those Oakleys on that horse.
Get it, girly.
Where is Kate Middleton?
I know.
She hasn't been seen since Christmas Day. Apparently an ambulance was called to the house on Christmas evening. No one's sure what's happened with that. And then she had this abdominal surgery. And that requires weeks of recovery. And that was in like January, maybe.
Mm.
Then the palace are using all these different kind of phrases. They're saying kind of scheduled and there's nothing to worry about. This was planned far in advance for a better surgery.
Yeah.
Then it said neither her parents nor her children have been seen since Christmas.
That's the weird bit. It's like, whatever about her and she's recovering, if we believe what the...
That's bizarre.
But the fact that her kids haven't been seen.
And then it said, an ambulance was supposedly called to the royal family Christmas compound. There was no public report that anyone was taken ill or removed. If it happened, it's a secret. And then William never visited her in hospital. He attended a BAFTA event alone. And then he also pulled out of an event recently. Mm. Like an hour before or something. And then there's all these conspiracy theories saying she might be like in a coma, supposedly, is what I've read. There's this reporter in Spain who's saying she's in a coma.
Wow.
And she's like doubled down on it. So many conspiracy theories.
Yeah, I don't understand what... Maybe it's because Charles has cancer. Maybe they don't want... And maybe Kate just doesn't want it out there. But I think because they're employed by like the British people, do they owe like a bit of an update as to what's going on? That's why it's like trying to keep it a secret is just like, hello, we live in a digital age.
Totally. But then just yesterday, because there's so many things whirling around being like, where is she? She was spotted. It was obviously an arranged camera shot.
Yeah.
In a car with her mum, with her sunglasses on.
Mm.
But then I just saw something earlier. And there's a no smoking sign on the car. So the car is a rental car.
Ooh.
Which I just think is funny. No?
Tinfoil hat. Tell us more, Sophie.
I'm not sure. Why would they be in a rented car? Like for a photo op? It just seems pretty strange.
Oh, let's think about that for a second. Because surely they need like high security. Why do they need like a rented Audi?
Where is she?
Ooh.
And it's with her mom, who also hasn't been seen. I don't know. I'm just like, I hope nothing terrible comes out now between now and next week now.
Because there was like rumors swirling that like they were having like marital problems and...
Yeah, yeah.
And then now she's sick or what... And it was like, wasn't it the surgery that they did, the stomach surgery was like planned... exploratory. So there was obviously something wrong that they went in to go and see, but then it seems like there was complications afterwards.
Oh, really?
So yeah, like it wasn't like, oh, an emergency surgery. Like it was like exploratory what they did. It just seems... I thought the palace had like an obligation to like update people. The fact that they're not telling people is just a little bit...
But sense. I think that's why everyone's going wild.
Mm.
Because it's like, where is she?
Yeah. And also, sorry, can you imagine if this was Meg Markle? She'd be getting such a different treatment. Love her or hate Markle, but like some of the conspiracy theories I've seen is like Kate's getting a BBL.
I've seen that several times. That's
very good.
You know, or like a facelift.
Mm, she doesn't need a facelift. I don't
know. No, she's so elegant as well. She's such a lady.
Sorry, speaking of facelifts, just a tiny sidebar, Sharon Osbourne in the Celebrity Big Brother house.
Oh
wow,
she's so tiny, it's awful.
Maybe it's just because I haven't seen her on telly in a while, but she's changed a lot.
She's tiny.
I've only watched one episode, but I'm just loving how sassy Louis is, and him and Sharon are just...
I saw the bit of him with the bed and being like, yeah. Nope,
move, get out of the way.
He is so sassy.
He's so sassy. But sorry, maybe Kate did get a facelift.
I mean, maybe something will come out before this even complete this episode airs and we'll know more.
Are there any other conspiracies of what she's had done? I heard she might have been working in the Wonka AI disaster in Glasgow.
Sorry, that looked
so grim, so funny.
£35 a ticket.
Parents call the police.
Imagine bringing your child into something like some fun so poorly executed.
So funny. So I saw this great meme on St. Hoax that has a list, right, and it goes, Kate Middleton's missing, Queen Elizabeth dead, King Charles has cancer, Diana dead, Prince William bald, Prince Harry poor, Queen Camilla won. And it's a picture of her like totally salt burning, like smoking a cigarette, drinking whiskey with a big crown on her head.
Like Joanna Lumley or something.
Yeah, it's like Camilla has totally salt burned the royal family, I'm telling you. I'm telling you.
It's all just very cloak and dagger. I find it really creepy.
Yeah. But maybe it's like something really serious has happened and they don't know how to tell people. It's like too much bad news. I don't know. I feel like...
Do you think? Oh my gosh.
I think so. That like since the Queen got that bit older and that generation passed away, then loads of staff obviously leave with that. So I feel like, you know, I'm just talking about my hole here, but like it does seem like that you know, the changing of arms quite literally comes like loads of new staff. And like the way that the palace had often dealt with other issues, those people are kind of gone now. So there's like not the same people driving the bus, essentially. So
also, I think Meghan Markle coming in really shook up a lot of stuff. Saying how they treated her and stuff, like
100%.
I don't really have an opinion on Meghan Markle, but like a lot of the stuff she's saying is probably true. You know.
Yeah, exactly. But like she totally ripped the curtain off them. Like before,
well, it's very antiquated, the whole notion of royalty.
Yeah, but like, and like when William and Kate got married, everybody watched it. It was amazing. Pip obviously stole the show with her speaking at Tush's. But then when Meghan came along, it kind of brought up the kind of the darker underbelly of the royal family, and it forced them to deal with issues or like be confronted with issues that they had never dealt with before. Like it kind of removed a bit of the sheen.
Totally.
And got people speaking about the royal family in a negative way.
I think as well, people are so used to it, they don't actually think about what the notion of royalty is.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of money goes towards their lifestyle and like the king's coronation, like so much money is spent on it, but then equally like there's a really big homeless issue.
I know, like it just, it's so jarring, isn't it? It's just like you pay like a ground tax if you own a property here, you pay a ground tax and that all goes to the royal family or these duchies, but like the royal family own all of them. So it's not only is the taxpayer paying for them, but like you're also paying for them like through property taxes, they have loads of different revenue streams.
But the Queen was just so beloved.
I think though that she's all anyone ever knew. She was probably born before so many people who are alive today.
Yeah.
And like she really did put the country first. But I think we know too much about Charles. We know too much about Camilla. We know too much about Diana, Harry, William. It was easier in a sense for the Queen because she was that matriarchy. Whereas with Camilla and Charles, it's just like, we know he cheats on his wife. We know about Tampon Gate. We know about his falling out with Harry and stuff. So it's just, it's hard. How can you establish or bring back control or something? I don't know. But I think like Meghan was great for the royal family because it kind of made everyone see them for kind of what they are, or kind of like place them in the decade that we're in, whereas they used to be just a bit prehistoric.
Yeah, it's just...
Well, I don't... Yeah, Meghan Markle, I could take or leave. I think like... You're still trading on the Sussex name and being called royals, but you don't want anything to do with the royal family. It's like giving and taking at the same time. You just can't, one or the other.
I also forgot something. The whole thing, she hasn't been photographed since Christmas. They said that, what's the Queen? Prince Philip?
Yeah.
He was photographed when he had come out of hospital, and it was like a few weeks before he passed away. He was photographed then. And then the Queen was photographed, I think it was 2 days before she passed away. So they were like, this just doesn't happen.
You scared me with that one.
Sorry, I've kind of scared myself. Is it terrible we're talking about this?
Oh my God, that would be really scary.
Is it really bad we're talking about this?
I don't know. Well, we're talking more broadly about, okay, obviously there are some funny reasons as to why Kate might not have been seen, i.e. BBLs, and was it not Kate in the car? Was it Ozzy Osbourne or Ant or Dec or whatever? But... oh, that's a bit scary. God, I really hope she's okay.
Me too. Now I'm kind of scared.
Yeah.
And it's dark outside. just for anyone listening, we're not making fun of any of this.
No, I'm not
making fun of any of this. I'm just wondering where she is.
Yeah. It's the only family in the world, or in Britain anyway, that has to give knowledge of their whereabouts in a kind of a public way. They do a public service. So when like you haven't seen someone in ages, why not just say like, oh, she's recovering. It's the smokes and mirrors. That's just fuels people's need to find her even more, and it fuels conspiracy theories, that it fuels all that stuff. So
also, I think, you know, when Diana, when she passed away, like the camera in the tunnel wasn't working, and there was all these little things that apparently went wrong.
Yeah,
which are a massive coincidence. But I just think now with media, camera phones, all that stuff, it's very unlikely.
Yeah,
that you wouldn't see anything. Do you know? Oh my God, I've scared myself.
Okay, that is a truly chilling piece of hard-hitting podcast journalism there, Sophie. Thank you very much. Hello. So yeah, there you have it. Me and Sophie's Wednesday's take
on where the hell is Kate Middleton. And as this is such a ever-evolving story, we're literally cutting up our news story right here on the newsroom floor and getting it out to you. So we just wanted to add in the key developments in this Where is Kate story. And I've been deep in the Photoshop analysis articles that have been going on, and few nota bene's in the photos, along with the many, many quite obvious Photoshop fails. Kate's not wearing a wedding ring. Hello. That's such a known girl. Just put the wedding ring on, because you're now putting more fuel onto this fire. And you'll notice in the background there's a tree in full bloom. I know spring has sprung, but it hasn't sprung that much, which terribly dates the photo, not in this early March, snowy, frosty winter time we're having now. This AI disaster has really gone wrong. And the thing that really sets me off, okay, we can get into the nitty-gritties of Charlotte's sleeve and Louis's finger and all that stuff, but Kate's head is way too big for her body. And am I the only one who sees that? Her little legs look like childlike, and then she just has this bigger head. The whole thing looks really photoshopped. And I understand, like, Charlotte might be smiling and then George might be pulling a face, so then they'll take George from a nicer photo and then Photoshop it that way. I get it. They do it in Vogue all the time. And to be fair to the royals and their photoshopping skills, they've been caught with many, plenty of Photoshop fails. There was one with William and he had no leg. There was another one with, was it Louis and he was missing his like middle finger? Why would you even need to Photoshop that? I just don't think there's anyone in the palace to proof these Photoshop fails. But it just seems like they've hired the worst graphic designer in the kingdom. Out of all the approval processes that that photo had to go through, maybe the pressure was just getting to them that they were like, let's get this out. And in the pandemonium that's probably going on in the palace, there's just no way she's editing her own photos, especially when you have all the money and every opportunity at your fingertips as the future Queen of England. Why would you be burying your head in the Adobe suite and Photoshop Pro? Why is Kate doing that? So I just don't buy that at all. And it just amplifies it and stirs up people more, because everybody is watching every single move you make. Yeah, I really feel like we're at the pinnacle of this story so far. Although Kate was photographed leaving the palace today, William went off to some Commonwealth celebration fest, but she went on to a hospital in town. We're recording this Monday. Like, at least she's not in a coma, which is great, and obviously wish her a speedy recovery. But the palace have really lost control of this narrative, and it's, in the grand scheme of things, it could just be something really small, like she's gotten sick and they're trying to cover it up. They've employed some terrible PR team and have covered it up, which is, the cover up has made it worse than what's actually going on. It is just a bit strange that in this day and age, with all the technology and all the smartphones and all the eyeballs and the media savviness of everybody, that the palace think that they can just kind of give us a photo of a royal in the wild, inverted commas, staged public sighting, and to think that we'll all kind of forget about it. So it kind of just erodes the trust in the media machine of the palace. And we are onto you, Ulri.
Before we go, you have a recommendation for us?
I have a recommendation for any of you chocolate-loving ladies.
Oh, me.
Me. If you go into a big Sainsbury's or a big Tesco and go into the Easter chocolate section, which is like my favourite section, I love when it comes up every year, there are Kinder eggs and Ferrero eggs, depend on which establishment you're in. They're like the size of maybe half a cream egg, 2/3 of a cream egg, that kind of size. A bag of like 10.
Stunning.
And it's basically like a Kinder Bueno in an egg shape.
Oh.
So the Bueno filling, the crispy bit, and then the hard chocolate.
Oh, God. That's
absolutely delicious. I urge you to go get them before Easter ends, because Easter is right around the corner, folks.
I know. It's hopping along quite quickly.
Way too early this year also. Like, what?
Why? It's been in March the last few years.
Why does no one step in about the calendar?
It's to do with the moon.
Move Easter. Stop it with the daylight savings and forward and back.
Yeah.
No.
No.
No. 3-day working weeks. Who's making the decisions?
We definitely don't need daylight savings, but the Easter is based on the moon and something to do with Jesus. And
you're based on the moon.
Ugh, yuck. Thank you very much, Sophie. We'll definitely be trotting over to Sainsbury's to go buy myself both of those, not just the one.
Or Tesco or Co-op, depends.
Wherever you do your shopping.
Wherever you get your bits.
And Bob's. Thank you so much for listening, everybody, or where you can catch us on Instagram at @Soph_Lyons or at Classy Cabana. You can chat to us there. We'd love to know what you think of the episodes. Give us your Kate Middleton theories. Give us your Tish thoughts.
And don't break your heart. Take my home in a old town road.
This will be Prince.
Do
you think Princess Anne sings this with her Oakley sunglasses on?
On her horseback. Yes, yeah. Sorry. Riding bareback. Hundy V.
Oh.
It's the only one who can be trusted.
Yeah. God, where's Princess Anne and all this is what I want to know. All right, good night.